all of us here have really recognized the massive issue, massive problem that our healthcare system has, and we need to have a solution. We have it. It's right in front of our face. It's just now just making it happen and taking the action, spreading the word. So what I'd like to say, though, with this talk today, I really want to try to see if I can, as effectively as possible, help people to really understand the problem we have in America with our healthcare system and how lifestyle medicine is the solution so much to all of these problems. And of course, as a cardiologist, I had been practicing a lifestyle medicine approach towards cardiovascular disease now for approximately 6 years. I would like to focus a bit on that. So for those of you who are really, really into plant-based nutrition and know a lot of this stuff and have followed many of the greats, Dr. Esselstyn and Dr. Dean Ornish, Kim Williams, some of this might be a little bit of a review. I don't pretend to be an absolute pioneer in these types of things, such as the Dean Ornishes in the world, but I've learned so much from them, met with them, and experienced the absolute power that lifestyle medicine can have in preventing and reversing heart disease in my patients. So what I really see myself doing in this movement is helping just to be another person to spread the message. I stand on the shoulders of all those greats, and I'd like to get it out there so that all of you can also help to bring about change in our system, which we know we are in desperate need of doing. So with that introduction, I'm going to share my screen here and give you guys the presentation. So give me a moment. Okay, well, hopefully you guys can all see the first slide there. So we're going to talk about plant-based nutrition, preventing and reversing chronic disease. A lot of this stuff is also available on my YouTube channel. Just search my name, Stephen Loam. I need to get more active on there. I haven't put up a video in a while, but feel free to check that out. And if you want a refresher or see some of the other content that I have out there. So I'd really like to begin this whole talk, kind of telling my own story a little bit, as you've already heard. So this is a picture of me about in 2014, nearly 100 pounds heavier. I was following the standard American diet, well on my way, of course, to the standard American diseases and the standard American death. I was suffering from so many different obesity-related ailments. It was just piling up, and I had my own aha moment that, oh my gosh, I really have to do something to take control of my own health. And it was really crazy. I really had this realization. I don't know what to do. I don't know nutrition. I wasn't trained in any of this. How do I really do this? And really at the same time, this is what my medical practice was all about. I was pushing pill after pill after pill, because that's how I was trained. I was trained at a phenomenal university where I learned all the biggest surgeries, procedures, diagnostic tests. But the idea of prevention there was medications. And I'll never forget the two main professors that trained me. What wonderful people they are. And I do owe them quite a bit. Great people. But they were both nearly 300 pounds and diabetic themselves. And they never once talked to their patients about weight loss, nutrition, exercising. It was just not in their mindset. And so in my mind, I'm thinking I'm getting the best university-based training here. You know, diet and lifestyle must not be that important, or else we'd be talking to everybody about it, right? You know, I know it's slightly important, but come on, it can't be that profound. And so I just kept on giving patients the pills like I was taught, based on guidelines from the big places like American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology. And I was getting frustrated. Patients didn't like the pills. They cost money. They have side effects. And even if I gave my patient all the right pills, they might still have heart attacks and strokes or need a bypass surgery because, as you guys know, the pills don't treat the cause of the underlying issue, right? The cause ends up being diet and lifestyle, but I wasn't taught that. So as I'm going along trying to really take control of my own health, this is what I did. I made a lot of mistakes. I did what most people do when they're trying to recapture their health, thinking exercise is the key. So silly me, weighing 270 pounds, signed up for a marathon, right? That's what you're supposed to do. So I signed up for a marathon thinking if I just keep exercising like crazy, I'm going to lose all the weight because marathon runners always look thin. And no, it's not quite that easy. Of course, you can lose weight with exercise, but it's about 20% of the picture. 80% of it for the most part is the food part. Then the other mistake I made was reading the USDA dietary guidelines two times over, thinking to myself, the government's not going to lie to us, right? This has got to be legitimate stuff. So chicken and fish, low-fat dairy products using olive oil. And I didn't ignore the fact that these processed foods, right? You know, who wants to give up processed foods? Because the guidelines still say, as long as you don't, you know, overconsume and you keep the calories real low, you could still have some degree of processed foods in your diet. So I didn't eliminate them. I just ate fewer cookies and fewer donuts and went to fast food less frequently, right? And of course, I've come to learn moderation doesn't work. You should not be eating these processed unhealthy foods in moderation, just like you shouldn't be doing cocaine in moderation or heroin in moderation. Things that are bad for you really need to be zero in your diet. And I didn't quite get that because, of course, my culture was eating all this. I grew up on this food. I didn't want to give it up. It tastes great. You know, it was a hard time. So I finally had the realization when Netflix said, hey, check out this thing called Forks, Over Knives. And I remember watching it and just becoming, I mean, I don't know how to say it any other way, pissed off that I wasn't taught this stuff in my training. How is it that I wasn't taught to treat the cause of a person's problem? That nearly all of heart disease is preventable. Once you have it, you can even reverse it all through diet and lifestyle changes. It's not just a pill. What are all these stents we're putting in people, all these bypass surgeries? Blew my mind away. I was literally angry for a while. And it really inspired me. So I ditched the dairy. I ditched the processed foods. I changed to eating beans and lentils for protein instead of meat. I cut out the oils and have now run 10 marathons. I got down at one point to a little bit more, I believe, than 100 pounds off. And it's changed my life personally and professionally, because now I focus a lot of the visit, a vast majority of it, on diet and lifestyle discussions. And patients sometimes are a little bit weirded out by it because they're like, I've never had a doctor focus on this stuff before. I mean, aren't you going to tell me about my medicines and the diagnostic tests and all this stuff? I'm like, no, we did all that already. Now we have like 20 minutes left. What do you eat for breakfast? What do you eat for lunch? Let's focus on this stuff. And I educate them. I pull up my PowerPoints. It has just completely changed my mindset. It's so much more rewarding when people take control of their own health. And it's so critically crazy important. So what I'd like to do with this talk as we go through heart disease prevention and reversal is four things. First, just as people know how important it is to get the message out there, how screwed up our current healthcare system is. Then we're going to do this quick crash course on nutrition, just so that you guys may know a lot of this stuff if you've been into lifestyle medicine and plant-based nutrition. But I try to have a simplified way of explaining it to people. And perhaps as you hear my way, I explain it. It'll help you to more eloquently talk to other people about it. Then I will talk about the prevention reversal of heart disease. And lastly, give you a little bit of motivation and inspiration to go out and do things and be the change that you want to see in our system, not just for your own personal health, but for the health of everyone in America and the planet and everything. So as you know, heart disease has been the number one cause of death in America for more than 100 consecutive years since 1919. In 1918, it was a Spanish flu. Every year since then, heart disease, even last year, COVID was number three. So heart disease is the number one killer, about 500,000 to 600,000 Americans every year dying from heart disease. And when you put that in perspective, it's crazy. Here is heart disease and stroke, this massive proportion of deaths. Look at war. Look at pregnancy and birth complications, murder and suicide. Now, not to downplay the importance of those other issues, but look at the perspective. What do you see on the news? Of course, you see all of these other things, but heart disease and stroke towers over all these other causes of heart disease, or I'm sorry, causes of death. So we need to focus a lot more of our attention on the heart disease and stroke prevention in the right way. And what blows my mind away is that we have a cure for heart disease. It's nearly 100% preventable and reversible. I think so. The fact that that many people died from a disease that we essentially have a cure for sitting in front of our face, that our government actively chooses to ignore, our healthcare system ignore, our culture ignores that cure, man, it just still, I can't get over it. It just blows my mind away.